Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to 4-Hour Entertainment with Briscoe and Allen. I'm Eli Briscoe.
And I'm Peter Allen.
My name is Gabe Alexander.
Hey, Gabe. And who's your guest?
We have Sydney Tom.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. You keep bringing this chick back to the studio, but it's fine because we like Sydney. So, Sydney, thanks for being here. We're going to keep things clean this episode.
Clean, appropriate, and above board.
That is my promise. I wouldn't say promise. That's my intention.
Intentions. All the best intentions.
So thanks for tuning in or downloading the show. And thanks for referring your friends. We really appreciate it. And you guys are our only form of advertisement. So keep up the good work.
Keep publishing FOE us Army. On Facebook. Because it's cool. People think you're cool. Your friends think you're cool when you link a FOE episode on Facebook. They do.
I believe it.
Whether they abuse you or not, or unfriend you, they think it's cool.
And this is based off many studies.
It is. I'll put it this way. I've never been unfriended for sharing a 4-Hour Entertainment post.
That you know of.
Whoa.
It's not like people get an exit interview on Facebook to say, why are you unfriending this person? Although that would be a good idea.
That
would give you that option where you could say, you're unfriending this person. Would you like to let them know why that is?
Because you keep posting crap.
Yeah, it's stop inviting me to play Candy Crush Saga, you freaking idiot.
I went into my settings one day, and it has all the blocked apps. It shows you a list of all the blocked apps. Mine was seriously, I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I was like, wow, I've been working on this list for years.
Yeah.
People just keep asking me to play stupid games.
You invite me using an app, that app gets blocked. You keep inviting me using different apps, you get blocked.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Yep. Unfollowed.
Ouch. But don't take it personal.
No, this is Facebook. No. There's nothing personal about it.
Agreed.
It's just business. It's all business.
Yeah, it's the antisocial network.
It is.
So
it's a socially awkward network.
So there you go.
Well, Facebook.
Great show.
No. Yeah, awesome. I'll tell you what I did this, not even this weekend. This, long weekend. On the Monday that nobody actually got off because nobody here is a president. I went to get a hamburger.
But you're a hamburger aficionado. You don't just eat any old hamburger.
To me, your Burger King and that kind of stuff, that's not a hamburger, that's fast food.
Yeah, what's that called in Australia?
Hungry Jacks. Yeah, they're not hamburgers.
Oh, I had a story about
this. They're fast food.
Okay, keep going, because...
A hamburger has to be, genuine. I have an unhealthy infatuation with hamburgers. I'm always on the lookout for the world's best hamburger. And so we went to this place called Lucky 13. It's down here in Salt Lake City. And I got an awesome hamburger. It was massive and it was messy and it was delicious. And they did a pretty good job.
So is a messy hamburger, is messy a selling point for you on burgers?
Because
they do these Carl's Jr. commercials that have a hot chick eating a burger that's dripping and then they're licking it off their fingers. That's gross to me. That's neither sexy nor appetizing.
Carl's Jr. is not a hamburger, it's fast food.
Right.
You know?
But even so, it's just the messiness. Food is not sexy to me.
A good hamburger that's messy, the messiness is a credit to it. A bad hamburger that's messy, the messiness is not a credit to it.
They just had some mouth breather put sauce on it just so it would drip on you. That's not good.
If the hamburger is truly great, then being messy is all credit to its messiness. If the hamburger sucks, then it sucks and it was messy.
So what was so good about this burger? You said it was big.
Yeah, it was
and
big.
Juicy.
And the bun was fresh and the salad items were fresh.
No, see, now you've hit on something important. A lot of people think that a burger is just about the patty. It's not true. I think it's as much or maybe even more sometimes about the quality of the bread. Same goes for any sandwich.
Yeah.
A good sandwich starts with good bread or a good bun, period. It's got to be fresh.
You can load it with meat, but if the bread's not good, it's not good. The meat was freshly hand-pressed and good. It was a little bit underdone for what I liked.
Is that a selling point for you as well? Like the fact that somebody's hands were just all over the meat before you put it in your mouth?
No. But typically, I don't like the machine press stuff because it's just cheap.
But so that's because of the quality of the meat, cheap and the fact nasty. That it was done by a robot. Right.
If you had like good quality stuff that was ground and pressed by hand, I'd be happy, but it's typically not.
You should come to Lumpy's. We have like really good burgers and they press them out and then we have a little cookie cutter.
Oh, and you actually chop it out to make them all the same.
Yeah.
Lumpy's does hamburgers.
Yeah, you are correct. And this is what we do at home. We actually use a rolling pin to roll the meat out flat. It has to be flat so that it cooks evenly.
Barbecue sauce and some onion rings in the burger.
Now we're coming to Lumpy's. I didn't realize they did hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. It's really good burgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have odules.
Very good.
How's the bread for their burger buns?
They're really good.
All right.
We used to do like pretzel buns, but we don't do those anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the pretzel bread making its way into everything.
Pretzel buns are good. Yeah, I'll tell you the worst one that happened to me. I was going to get a burger at the local Ice Burger in a small town out west of here, and apparently the Ice Burger ran out of buns. And the dude behind the counter was like, I'm here all by myself, so we're out of buns, but if you want, I'll give you a 20. Can you go across to the Walmart and buy a bag of buns for me? No, I'm not joking. This actually happened. So me and my mate took a 20 from the dude, went across and bought a bag of buns from the Walmart, brought it over, and he made us a hamburger.
Wow, that is in stark contrast to the piss poor service that I always receive at the Ice Burger around, you know, because there's one on this road that way.
Yeah.
And it's bad times. Like, you'll sit in the drive-thru for 15 minutes when there's no other car around, just listening to the people screwing around in the kitchen.
Yep.
Before they take your order.
They do make good onion rings, though.
I don't know. I cannot endorse Iceberg.
Yeah.
But Lumpy's. I'll have Lumpy's. To try that.
Yeah. They have really good burgers and wings. Cajun wings.
I can't do wings.
Dry rub.
Pete doesn't like bone.
Don't like bones and skin on my meat. I just want meat. I want just a slab of muscle.
Oh, see, I love no good skin, wings. The problem I have with wings is paying for them elsewhere because they're like $1 a wing or more.
Yeah.
Monday night football is 50 cents wings.
Oh, that's what we got to do.
Wait till football.
I don't care about wings. So I don't eat them. I'll do like chicken, you know, the chicken tenders? Because they're meat. There's not skin and bone. I don't want to.
Gabe, you're like of Asian descent. So you got to love some crispy skin on some bones, right?
Not only do I like the skin, I like the bone.
I do too. I know. I'm not messing around. It's the thing that, like, most people from Asian countries love, like, crispy, fried up skin on their chicken. That's good stuff, right?
Mm-mm.
No, I think you're correct. I don't like, do you like break the bone open and try and suck marrow out of it and stuff?
No, but my aunts do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude. My Russian mate used to eat the comb, you know, rooster combs, like when they'd kill the rooster.
No.
They'd cut the comb off the
this is like the rooster the red, head. This is like the rubber glove looking thing on the top
rubber
of it.
Glove thing, a red thing on the top. They'd cut it off and they'd fry it like bacon in a pan.
How does that taste?
I guess like chickeny bacon. Like rooster bacon.
I don't know.
Is there fat or is it just...
It's like skin with a bit of fat. That's all. There's
like
not much else to it.
Connective tissue, basically, right? It's just like...
Their feet?
Gobble gobble. It would be kind of like you the get right skin and their stuff on their feet. It would. It would be like chicken feet, kind of just skin and a bit of fat.
Do you like chicken feet,
yes.
Gabe?
Yeah, I do like that. Not right. I couldn't eat them like chicken nuggets,
on
but...
On them. There's nothing on them.
They're skin. You just...
I guess if you like skin...
And the sauce is
I don't eat skin. I don't like it. I mean, maybe pork crackle, like pork rind.
Pork rinds.
Yeah, that it tastes just like that.
But that's all like really crispy, fried and bubbly.
And doesn't even look like...
It doesn't even look like... Have you seen it's more like a Funyun.
Have you seen the microwavable pork rinds that come in like a popcorn bag? And you microwave
gross.
It and they pop up?
That's gross.
I keep meaning to buy one and try them out, but I always the only time I ever see them is on clearance.
You'll end up aspirating them.
Probably so. Yeah. Probably so. No, whenever we get the backyard fenced in, we're going to raise some chickens for meat. So maybe if I get a male one, I'll fry up his comb and see how it is.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll bring it in and we can have a comb
tasting
party.
What kind of meat chooks are you going to get?
They're called Cornish crosses.
Oh.
It's a hybrid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because what are those ones, the rock?
It's a hybrid, something. So it runs off of like barely any.
Yeah, they're really energy efficient.
Yeah, they're super energy efficient chickens. And you can't hear them coming.
Yeah, no, they're very, very quiet as well. Because in a neighborhood, you need quiet. That's why you get the hybrid chickens. Because
no, they're a hybrid that grows to full size in 5 to 6 weeks.
Wow!
To the point that they're so muscle bound that you have to harvest them because they will lose the ability to walk around.
Crazy.
So all the chicken that you eat from the supermarket does not have hormones. It just grows fast because it's this crossbreed of.
Genetically engineered chicken.
No, they're not genetically engineered. It's not GMO anything. They're just selectively bred. Selectively bred.
Yeah, see, to me, anything that's using unnatural selection is genetic engineering.
And I agree with you, and that's the thing. A lot of the things that people classify as GMO were just selectively bred. And
which is not always a good thing for food crops. Selective breeding can be detrimental, or selective, you know, artificial selection can be detrimental to...
Right.
To flavor and whatever and nutritional value. That's why they had to kill that
baby kangaroo.
What?
You remember not kangaroo, giraffe.
Oh. It's like a they've got like long kangaroo. Long necks.
They're jerky animals. Yeah. They're like the jerks of where they live. No,
No, look, I think it's all good.
I don't know. I just want you guys to know about this new chicken nugget I've been buying.
Dude.
Forget McDonald's. Forget... your favorite chicken nugget fast food chain.
Chick-fil-A.
Forget that.
Those are good, though.
They are good.
Yeah, they are good.
The ones at Carl's Jr. are also good.
I've never had Carl's Jr.
They're like just whole chicken. White meat chunks.
They're good. Anyway. That's all right.
Yeah, so I like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And I've just been trying to find a healthy alternative, right?
Mm-hmm. Chicken. Well, without the nugget part is usually
just
healthier.
Just harvest the nugget straight from a chicken.
Or the No. The company is Bell and Evans, and you can find them at Whole Foods and maybe Sprouts or something.
So it's only like $5 a nugget.
It basically is, but it's so good.
If it's worth it,
it's so good. They have a gluten free version for you, healthy. You are alternative
anti gluten
lifestyle.
You hippies, hippies.
But yeah, it on the box it says cage free. Hormone free.
Oh, good.
Happy life. Non oppressed.
Well, how do they know that though?
No, the chicken's like.
Yeah, but
I'm
can't
happy.
Know that the chicken was actually happy.
They talk to a psychologist before they're slaughtered.
Yeah, they would have to.
They would have to. Yeah.
They would have to do exit interviews for the chickens and be like, "Tell us a little bit about your stay here. What did you like? What did you not like?"
No, I have a friend who grows cage free chickens in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Their chickens are super happy. You can tell by the way that they talk to each other and cluck around the place.
And they jump,
you know,
like they kind of.
They do. They spring. Like, they have a spring in their step, and they go like that. And you can tell that they're happy just by witnessing their.
They're
demeanor.
Not like the ones in the cages that are just like black eyeliner constantly
like,
cutting themselves.
There's a difference.
To
they're like
Biscuit.
Yeah, they're depressed chickens. No, I like
a lot of rage.
Happy. I buy cage free eggs because I don't like chicken egg farms because I think it's horrible that the. Poor chooks get stuck in these little tiny shoebox-sized things, and those places stink. I had to go there once, and it was disgusting. So I buy cage-free eggs. I know they're twice as expensive as regular eggs, but it's worth it to me to have happy chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your chicken nuggets, I mean, how good are they?
No, they're delicious.
They're
they've got, and you look at the macronutrients on the back, they've got tons of protein, not a lot of carbs, good amount of calories, so you feel satiated, you know, it's
so
good for you.
What's on the outside, the nuggety bit, like the breading?
Not gluten.
No. Well, they have two versions, right? And if you're looking for sales and stuff, you can get a box of them right now for $5-6.
Wait.
How big is a box? Is that like a single serving box?
I can finish a box and then go.
Yeah.
But at McDonald's, I'd pay $6 for a meal, right? So there I just...
Yeah. Not of nuggets. Nuggets are like $5 for 20 of them.
That's disgusting.
It is.
It really is rank.
No. I feel like hungover.
You would be in a coma. Like 20 nuggets. I feel disgusting if I make my way through 10.
Yeah. 10.
20, it's pretty heavy.
That's like, yeah.
Now, so these ones, you feel good about eating it.
But you do have to go to McDonald's and steal their sweet and sour sauce packets because that stuff's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless,
what else do you dip them in?
I think they give it to you. I don't think you have to steal it.
Like, well, if you buy some nuggets. Food, but I'm saying you need to get the Whole Foods nuggets.
Oh, and then go and
McDurka's
McDougall's sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. Yeah.
Is it like that in Australia? Because I remember everywhere in Europe, I'd ask for some ketchup. 20 cents, please. It's like...
A lot of places actually charge you for the sauces.
It's ridiculous.
That's what the currency conversion is, though. Here in the US, it's 0 cents, and over there, that translates to 20.
It could be.
Yeah. Depends where you go. Because the good places in Australia, like you buy a meat pie or chips, and they'll just have like a container of ketchup. They call it tomato sauce over there. But it's just kind of, and you just squeeze it onto your pie. The cheap places will have the individual serves that they sell you for like 20 cents.
Uh-huh.
But I like the one with just the big jug because you just squeeze on as much as you want.
In Australia?
No, they are actually against... There's actually prohibited by law. Unless you have tomatoes, they won't let you in. The border patrol will stop you if you have tomatoes.
So nobody... They do not grow tomato crops in Australia?
All tomatoes.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
All tomato crops.
What about potatoes?
Border patrol will stop you and they'll be like, is that a tomato? And you're like, no, there's a tomato. Like, it looked like a tomato to me.
Oh, it's fine then.
And
right.
You put it in the bin and you have to dump it before you go.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do they grow tomatoes?
They can tell whether or not it's a tomato or a tomato by how pretentious it looks.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they are a different crop. We grow a lot of tomatoes down there.
What about cage-free tomatoes?
But they have to be on a trellis. Otherwise, it's not good for them.
Yeah, there's got
to
be a cage or a trellis either way.
Yeah, something. One of the two.
Poor tomatoes.
Otherwise, they will be depressed. They'll just be all limp and laying around on the ground, like whining, like not wanting to get up and do anything.
I found some out in the desert once.
Very lethargic.
Some tomatoes. Just growing out there like at an old truck stop. Someone had thrown a tomato out of the sandwich, I guess, and it had started growing. And
it works.
Was out there and... growing wild. He's like, bugger the city life, I'm getting out in the country.
That was a cage free
yeah.
Got away.
Yep.
Nice. Let's do some news. I will make you understand. Gabe's gonna give us news, but I do have a related news story first.
Okay.
If you want to hear it.
Well, this one won't be very long. If I want to go first.
This is on the same subject that we were already on.
Oh, okay. Let's
tomatoes.
Do it.
This is the one that I mentioned earlier that I have. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there's a fake Burger King. There's a restaurant that's a Burger King.
It's a clearly knockoff Burger King?
What's that? Like?
Knockoff Burger King?
Yeah. It's like a legitimate, like it has all the signage and everything. But people started going through the drive-thru and ordering like a Whopper, like a double Whopper, and then they get this hamburger that's clearly not a Whopper. And so
it has the same signage. Like they've actually plagiarized the franchise.
Yeah. So and it says on the receipt, it says Southside Burgers. It doesn't even say Burger King on the receipt. So I think so it says Burger King on the outside. The employees were still wearing Burger King uniforms.
Oh, but it had been taken over.
Yeah, so I think what happened was it was a Burger King and then it had been taken over and turned into another restaurant, but they still had all the signs. They were still wearing the uniforms and they were serving things that were clearly not Whoppers.
I would start a chain and call it McDonald's. McDonalds. Mac, like as in my name is Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Donald. Maybe not with an S, maybe just McDonald. I just call it like McDonald Burgers.
I'll bet somebody's done it.
Probably.
People try and do it all the time and try and get away with having a name that's close or a logo that's close, but basically copyright law protects them. Like if somebody can show you had a brand reputation established with whatever, you know, a name or a logo, and they show that you tried to do anything remotely similar to that would deceive customers, you're done.
Well, in Launceston, there was a freehold store called Targets, T-A-R-G-E-T, Target with two T's at the end and an S.
Oh, okay.
Targets.
Like that's our name.
T-A-R-G-E-T-T-S, Targets.
Right.
And it was like some dude's name and they were a clothing store. And it was not a problem because Tasmania didn't have a Target, you know, the store with the yellow, the big red sign that looks like a Target. It wasn't there. And so when Target finally came to Tasmania, they were like, you need to shut down your store because that's our registered trademark. And they were like, you can naff off because we were here first and it's spelled differently. Right. And they actually...
way to show them.
Yeah, they actually won. And then they eventually went out of business. But Targets with the double TS lasted for a while. They stuck around. And in fact, the court said, yeah, look, it's different. And yes, you were here before Target bought the franchise rights to open up in Tasmania. So you can, in fact, naff off.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Gabe.
Okay.
The news is all yours.
No, that's fine. You know, because my segment just
keeps getting shorter and shorter.
I mean, we're already at 20 minutes.
You have 26 seconds.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah. Well, I'll make it quick because it's actually not.
We'll give you more time next long. Time. Next no, time it's going to be all news.
No, I don't have enough content for that. Okay, so we're always talking about science-related news or funny or violent news.
Mm.
And I've been reading the Steve Jobs biography, and he was heavily passionate about the arts. So I'm going to do some art-related news.
Mm-hmm.
Who's okay. Steve Jobs?
He's that guy that invented the DOS. He, like, wrote DOS
1.0. Mm.
Pete Luck.
And I think he was a big Android guy.
Sounds like it.
Anyway.
Sounds a bit fruity to me.
Mm-hmm. So, question for you guys before I start this. When you look at a face, what is it about the face that is beautiful?
It's symmetry.
I would say symmetry and geometry, because angles actually have a lot to do with it. The angle of the jawline, the angle of the cheekbones, angles have a lot to do with
it. Why did you stretch your neck when you were saying that?
Because the angle between the chin and the neck actually makes one more attractive. The angle of the chest to the neck and the chin to the neck. Here. Yeah, you like that? I'm wearing my like medium-sized shirt.
Yeah, you've got your muscle tight. Shirt on.
It's like, I just came from the gym. So I mean, I didn't work out at the gym, but I was down there like meeting with someone.
Anyway, so you guys hit that spot on. So symmetry, right?
Symmetry. Oh, symmetry. Oh, you're like in the symmetry.
Okay, so a New York-based photographer by the name of Alex John Beck began a new series called Both Sides Of to explore this belief that symmetry is, you know, the definition of beauty. So he took just a portrait, but then he took the left side of the face and mirrored it. And then produced a bunch of portraits.
Oh.
So, I don't know, maybe we can post some of these pictures.
Yeah, do they have any side-by-side that I can see?
Yeah. So you can scroll through this, right?
Yeah. Right.
So there's just a bunch of really ugly people, and then...
Well, I don't know if they're really ugly.
But then they symmetrize them.
Well, but all of these are symmetric. One is the right side and one is the left side. None of those was the whole image.
No. They had the regular one next to it.
Oh, they had the whole image.
Where's the regular one?
Oh, boy. I just clicked out of it.
Tablets, man. Touch screens. So, just messed up.
Technical difficulties.
So what was the...
So was the outcome
the conclusion
decision?
Was, it's not the case. In fact, most of the people that were perfectly symmetrical were kind of creepy looking.
Hmm.
So, Pete, there's still hope for you, man.
Hey, I look like Russell Crowe. I don't care what anyone says.
I have to buy cheap sunglasses because if I buy good sunglasses that actually sit level, then they're lopsided because my one ear is higher than the other one.
Most people's ears.
So I have to get some wonky ones.
Yeah, most people's ears and eyes are not level.
Right.
Most people are fairly
asymmetrical. Stop looking at me, Gabe.
I'm
an animal.
I'm judging you guys.
No, but that's why, you know, when you get a haircut and they trim your sideburns, they got to put the fingers like this.
That's true.
Because they can't just go off your ears.
No,
they
it has
some
to be
laser
relative
technology
to your
in
eyes.
Those in the great clips at the Cut and Corral where they could line it up. You know what I'm saying? Stop eyeballing it, chick. We've got lasers. They don't
just
cost
like
that much.
Put your chin into this box and they...
If they can laser your eyes, surely they could come up with a machine to laser sideburns evenly.
Yeah. I just want a chemical that stops my hair from growing so I don't have to get it cut.
There is one. It's called dehydroxytestosterone.
I don't want to go bald.
Secrete more of it.
It'll start... I mean, it won't grow at all, man.
Yeah. What were you saying, Sydney?
Just get it lasered.
Oh. Yeah, but no, I don't want to be like bald. I don't want to be like... like powder. Remember that movie from the 90s? I don't want to have
the 1900s.
No, I don't want to have okay. no hair. I just want my hair to stop growing at the perfect length, so I always look like Wolverine.
Sharp. Well, dudes, it's been fun. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for the news, Gabe.
You're welcome.
We'll give you more time next time. But for now, tell your friends about the show, and you can go out to 4hourentertainment.com. We'll post the pictures from this episode. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/4hourentertainment, or tweet us on the Twimpers at Pete and Eli.
Pete and Eli, #.com.
Yep. And, thanks, Sydney, for being here with us.
And as always, the only member of the crew with 2 degrees. I know you've got 2 degrees, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, man.
We saw me short, Gabe. And the music from this episode came from musicali.com by Mevio. Check them out.
I need 8 degrees.